In our First Day series, we ask immigrants to recount their first memories of life in this country. Let's hear now from one young Ukrainian who's following the news back home from her new home in California.
My name is Lesya Pishevskaya, and I'm from Kyiv, Ukraine. I came here on August 5th, 2005. I was 19. In the U.S., I've been for 8.5 years. One funny thing that I learned here is that people don't use halves. When they say their age, they say just, you know, I'm this or this. But in Ukraine, we say half. So, you know, I'm 20 and a half, or I'm 20, well, I'm 28 and a half. I'm getting old. but here, people laugh when you say that, you know? They only say, like, I'm 28, I'm 30. So I left when I was 19. I got a chance to come here and study here. Well, one thing was, the way people dress. It was something shocking to me in a way that, like, people would wear pajama-looking clothes to school in Ukraine. You would have to wear something more formal, not like a uniform, but still, like, at least pants, a blouse. Anytime I said, you know, I'm Lesya, I'm from Ukraine, the first question I would get asked is, where is Ukraine? What is Ukraine? Is Ukraine part of Russia? And I would just absolutely hate the question, you know, because Ukraine is not part of Russia. And I would say, you know, where is Canada? Is it part of U.S.? Or where is U.S.? Is it part of Canada? It's the same thing. So people can relate and understand how it feels for me when I'm asked whether Ukraine is part of Russia. Through this movement in the last 4 months, I'm proud that it happened because people seem to care about their country, about their national identity. And during the protests in Kyiv, it was very scary for my mom because one time she was outside and she got into the crowd of these, you know, street protesters who were against the movement. And she said she was so scared that she came home and her legs were shaking for two hours after that. And then in a couple of weeks, as the movement was progressing, I was just sitting at home and I felt like I could not just sit and passively watch anymore. And I said, okay, why don't we organize something here so that we can show support to Ukrainians in Ukraine? And within 1 week, we organized this 500 people demonstration by the Ukrainian consulate in San Francisco. And we actually live streamed the event through the main square in Kyiv. And when we sang the anthem, people in there sang the anthem too. So we united with them. And some people would think that we are anti-Russian and we're just, you know, anti-oligarchs and anti-dictatorship. And we're, you know, all together in this fight. I feel like going home, and I really felt like going home during the revolution, because I am a revolutionary at heart, but at least I'm doing something here and bringing people together around this issue, so we keep doing that.
That's Ukrainian immigrant Lesya Pishevskaya. She told her story to the world's Monica Campbell as part of our First Days series. Share your story about first arriving in the U.S. at PRI.org/firstdays and join the conversation using the hashtag #FirstDays.